In late 1983, Checkpoint asked me to lead the launch of an office in London. But I felt it was time to move on to something different. It was time to grow up and pursue my life's career. I enrolled in a Stanley Kaplan prep course for the law boards. My new plan was to practice law as a prelude to a career in politics or public service. That was my fantasy. In reality, I was lost. The night before taking the LSAT, I had dinner at Elio's on 2nd Avenue with my aunt and uncle, Virginia and Richard Polsky, and my grandmother, Rosetta Harris. I chose not to drink wine because the test was being given early the next morning. I told my uncle, "I can't believe I'm doing this LSAT thing tomorrow. I don't even want to be a lawyer." "So why are you?" Richard Polsky asked in an exasperated tone. "You know you don't want to be a lawyer. Why don't you just do what you've been thinking about doing your whole life?" "What's that?" I asked him. "What do you mean, what's that? Since you were a child, all you've ever talked or thought about is food and restaurants. Why don't you just open a restaurant?" The idea felt, at the same time, both foreign and like an absolute bullseye. The next morning, completely relaxed, I took the LSAT, and then I never bothered to apply to a single law school. From that moment on, I was off to the races. My first job in the restaurant business began in the bitterly cold, snowy January of 1984 as a daytime assistant manager at Pesca, a San Francisco-inspired Italian seafood restaurant on East 22nd Street. Among my tasks were taking reservations, typing out the daily specials, running to the copy store to get them Xeroxed, and stuffing them in Lucite holders to be presented at each table. I would check in waiters, host lunch by greeting and seating mostly regular guests, and, when I was really lucky, get to sit in on menu planning meetings or wine tastings in the kitchen. The busy restaurant, which had a successful 8-year run, was good and ahead of its time. It offered fresh, imaginative Cal-Ital seafood dishes, had a breezy style, and was in an emerging trendy neighborhood. I adored meeting many fascinating people from the worlds of advertising, publishing, and photography, the new denizens of a neighborhood that had just been named the Flatiron District by New York Magazine. My paycheck, $250 a week, down a bit from the $120.